From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Voting for independence in Catalonia turned violent after police in riot gear smashed the front door of a polling station with a hammer. In Catalonia Sunday, where the regional leader was expected to cast his vote in a banned independence referendum. The Spanish culture minister Iñigo Méndez de Vigo said Friday the independence vote violates Spanish law, and the government will not accept the results of the referendum.
In this illegal referendum called by Catalonia's government, it has been already canceled by the rule of law. It is out of the legality. It has no international support, and it has no electoral syndicate since they resigned when the Constitutional Court fined them.
Spain's Constitutional Court suspended the vote, and the Spanish central government says the vote is illegal. Hundreds of people in favor of the referendum camped out in schools and other designated polling places in an attempt to keep them open for Sunday's vote. Almost a week after Hurricane Maria's devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello noted, however, Saturday that some recovery has been made.
People that are sheltered, the number has gone down. Now we're at 10,000. As a reminder, we had an estimate of 15,000 about a week ago. It's been going down. We had 500 shelters. Now it's consolidated to 150. The efforts are moving forward in that respect as well.
But San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz has been critical of the Trump administration's hurricane efforts. She has had a home damaged by the storm. This is VOA News. Pakistan's military chief, General Qamar Javed Bawa, traveled to neighboring Afghanistan Sunday for a day-long official visit to discuss ways to enhance bilateral counterterrorism and border security cooperation. The generals to meet with the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, and military counterparts in Kabul. Bilateral ties have been marred by mistrust and suspicion, with both Islamabad and Kabul routinely blaming one another for backing fugitive anti-state militants to plot terrorist attacks against one another. Mosul's old city is covered in rubble and virtually abandoned. Entire blocks are destroyed, and many families still haven't found the bodies of their relatives under crushed buildings. Iraqi forces and locals are slowly trying to make the area inhabitable, with technical teams searching house by house for bombs more than 2 months after government forces retook it. Saturday, Islamic State militants hiding out in one of the homes were waiting. The militants fired and a battle ensued. Two fighters were killed, or I should say hit by Iraqi grenades, and their bodies caught fire. Two more later killed, one shot on the street. Former football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a Nevada prison. A Nevada State Prison spokeswoman said Simpson was released shortly after midnight from Lovelock Correctional Center in the northern region of the state. He must now serve 5 years of supervised parole.
I've done my time. I'd just like to get back to my family and friends. And believe it or not, I do have some real friends. But I don't think I could have represented this prison. I don't think any inmate has ever represented it better than I.
Simpson spent 9 years behind bars on charges of armed robbery and kidnapping following a 2008 confrontation between himself and two sports memorabilia dealers at a hotel in Las Vegas. He had been ordered to spend up to 33 years in prison, but a state parole board ruled earlier this year that he could be released after October 1st. North Korea has shown no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. That's according to the U.S. State Department. After Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged that the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang, Tillerson was in Beijing Saturday seeking China's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. He revealed the U.S. had opened a direct channel of communication with North Korea and was investigating whether the government of Kim Jong-un was interested in pursuing talks to give up its nuclear weapons. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.